Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. A big deal is brewing in the wealth management space. Private equity giant TPG is in talks to buy at least 20% of IIFL Capital, with plans to buy part or all of Fairfax's 27% stake and infuse fresh capital, valuing IIFL Capital at around 370 to 400 rupees a share, reports Hamsini Karthik. India's economic recovery appears to be firming up. Ishan Gera reports that growth is estimated at 7.4% in FY26, up from 6.5% the previous fiscal year, led by a revival in investment and resilient private consumption. The government's income tax relief and GST rate cuts, along with the RBI's interest rate reduction, have all helped offset a more challenging external environment, with GDP now on track to touch $4 trillion by the end of the fiscal year. In India's gig economy, tipping remains a rather rare occurrence. Aryaman Gupta reports that only 3 to 5% of users leave tips, translating to a meager 150 crore rupees earned by delivery partners in 2025. The average tip amount is between 15 and 25 rupees per order, adding a negligible 800 to 1000 rupees to delivery workers' monthly earnings. Markets, meanwhile, are increasingly being powered by domestic investors, reports Ravindra Sonavane, with mutual funds, insurance companies and pension funds boosting investments in 2025. Mutual funds saw a 21% increase in equity assets, reaching 52.25 lakh crore rupees. Meanwhile, N. Mahalakshmi explains why Wall Street's rally isn't the unambiguous positive it once was for Indian stocks. On the trade front, India is preparing for a big leap. Meghna Mittal reports that auto parts exports may get an iPhone-style push as the government pushes for global quality standards to integrate Indian suppliers into supply chains dominated by companies in Mexico, Japan, and the US. The aim is to replicate India's success in electronics exports. Syed Zubair Ahmed takes aim at Western media coverage of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro's removal. By using terms such as capture and seizure, the media is downplaying the illegality of the US operation, which Ahmed argues is a plain and simple kidnapping. And finally, a pivot from films to entrepreneurship. Actor-turned-entrepreneur Samantha Prabhu tells Mariam Faruqi that building startups has helped her find confidence and bet on herself. The actor has 12 startups in her portfolio, including menstrual wellness brand Zoy and clothing line Truly SMA. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.